Hi, this is Lynette Nylander, host of NTS Radio's new podcast, Sounds and Style. Each week, I'll be chatting with some of culture's most influential figures, exploring how music and style links what we wear with who we are. Expect deep cuts into musical genres and fashion subcultures as my guests and I look at how the music they love has informed the work they make today. This season, I've been chatting with Lily Allen, Martine Rose, Mel Ottenberg, and many more. New episodes drop every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
NTS.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Digging. Today's guest gardener is an accomplished British musician. Born in Braintree, Essex, she went to study at a music school where she would meet her friend and later frequent collaborator, Mika Levi. Together, they have made some of the most distinctive and enduring alternative music of the last decade. It's music that's characterised by intimacy and wonkiness, hard to describe and even harder to ignore. It has soundtracked much of my life, and I was really pleased that she was up for coming on.
I do remember my eldest brother at the time, tastes being like, you know, Barbra Streisand, Celine Dion, because he would drive us around as well.
Yeah, blasting out Barbra.
Yeah, and I do remember just kind of appreciating that if he's the one driving, it's his tunes, so I'm not going to moan.
We recorded at our guest's house in the suburbs of southeast London. As we arrived, her two children were off school for the Christmas holidays and they were running riot in the living room, laughing, fighting, playing, shouting. Immediately, I felt the overwhelming warmth and happiness of a loving and chaotic family home. I say this not just to set the scene of the conversation that you're about to hear, but also because this part of our guest's story, motherhood and family duties, is central to her life at the moment, and by extension, to her music. I could have stayed inside, especially in the presence of such love and of her partner's delicious-smelling lunch that was being prepared for the kids, but we had a job to do. We sat out in the garden and planted broad beans and onion seeds that will get transplanted onto the allotment in the spring. It's a small task, but an essential one, and I was happy to sit in the company of such a kind and talented person. Today, we're digging with Terza. Okay, so today, what I thought we could do is do some seed planting. Mm-hmm. So I have brought broad beans and onions, and I've brought some compost and something called vermiculite, which is not essential, but it's a thing that you can, it's a mineral, and you sort of mix it in with the compost, sort of a quarter vermiculite, three quarters compost, mix it all up, and it basically just helps the soil retain water a bit better. And
great.
It's just one of those things that my
quality
dad does.
Quality essentials,
eh? That's what they say.
Yeah.
Do you have much garden experience?
I've done recently a fair bit of, like, gardening, but it's all, like, it's all just guesswork. Do you know what I mean? So when you say experience, like, experience of just mucking around, essentially. But
that's experience.
Yeah. We do have an allotment over the road.
Oh, yeah?
Which we need to be a bit more disciplined about, because it's...
quite a lot of attention.
Yeah. We tried in the summer to just get down there a bit, but it needs a bit more love. So we're going to give ourselves one more year.
Right.
And then if we don't do something about it, we'll pass it on, because otherwise, you know.
Did you grow up with gardening? Is it something that your family ever did?
Yeah, I mean, because we had like a front garden and a back garden, because we were in Braintree.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't really grow up doing much gardening in that sense, but I spent a lot of time outside.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just playing with neighbours' kids and...
Yeah.
Riding bikes and, you know, doing all that stuff.
You were one of five?
Yes.
Is that why you're called Terza?
Because it's the youngest of five.
Right. Yeah, I mean, probably. I don't think I really asked my mum why.
I was Googling, and it's like a biblical thing.
Yes.
The fifth child of... Zelophehad or something?
Oh, gosh, yeah, you know more than me.
I literally read it on Wikipedia, no, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Well, no, this is good, you're informing me. I'll go back and ask my mum, is that why?
Well, that would be a crazy coincidence if it's not
why. Yeah, well, my dad was a Jehovah's Witness, so he was taught Hebrew, and so all our names are from the scriptures, but, like, so it would have had some meaning to them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was... One of them, it could have been.
Yeah, but I reckon it probably was.
Yeah, it's sort of dusty memory. Maybe she did tell me that's what it was. I don't know.
That's looking great, the compost mixture. That's looking ready for us to use.
I can stop.
Yeah.
Keep going at it. Okay.
But was it a musical household that you grew up in?
We were given a piano. So we had a piano in the lounge and we had a record player. So I suppose... Yeah, it was in a way, because my elder siblings kind of sort of learned, but I think my sister, we're all given a shot at it, basically.
Right.
And then I think my eldest sister and my older sister, they kind of carried on, whereas my two brothers kind of stopped. And the record, we had like a record player, which I always remember had like Michael Jackson. Like, standard. That's pretty much what we played and made our dance routines up to most of the time.
Perfect.
For my older siblings, I think being Jehovah's Witness, they weren't really listening to anything, like, other than, at the time.
Right.
Other than, like, classical music, maybe. But I think, because I never grew up with my dad, so that kind of, you know, I was sort of one, I suppose. So by the time I was one, you know, I think turning on Top of the Pops was like a moment.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
So okay. I was kind of growing up around the aftermath of that, I suppose.
Did you live with all your siblings growing up?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that moment when Top of the Pops entered your life, for your siblings, that must have been bonkers. What a moment.
I imagine that was a moment, yeah. But, like, you know, I think I probably grew up with the tastes of that, you know, like you do.
Yeah.
You're the last one, so.
Well, how old's your older sibling compared to you? What's the age gap in
so
all of you?
The eldest turned 50, so about 14 years. Yeah,
and then sort of staggered into five kids.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. And how did you get into the Celtic harp?
The Celtic harp. I think I went to, like, one of the concerts they had at school, and my mum was like, Would you like to try learning that? I think I was probably about nine. You know, you're just like, yeah?
Sure.
So that's kind of, I think it was Ben's Low Music Trust loaned me this like little harp, basically.
Kid size version?
Yeah, you know, yeah, probably about that size.
Right.
Not
a massive
adult
harp.
Which was what I thought. So, you know, they show you the room and like sort of lead you to this tiny harp, and I was like,
the Fisher Price.
Yeah. Having seen this like grandiose, I don't know. Yeah, but so I just started on that for a while, and then sort of progressed up to sort of needing a bigger size, more strings, more pedals, sort of stuff.
Did you stick with it all the way through school? Because
I think I was on the pedal harp maybe when I was about 11, something like that.
Yeah,
11. So I don't think I was playing on the Celtic harp for that long. Might have been about a year, 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And you never play it now?
No, but it'd be nice to get a little one because they obviously take up less space.
Yeah, get a little kid one.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, I think this is ready. That looks very, very well mixed compost, exactly. Let's put together these...
Oh, that's how they go together.
Yeah,
nice.
They pop together. So these are, they're called root trainers.
Okay.
And they pop together. They look...
They're quite sort of deep.
They're quite deep, exactly. And apparently the roots grow well in these little grooves. They look like a plastic book that you shut together and they make a little pot.
Yeah.
So let's put these in. Can you take a few?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Just get these ready for us. So these are really good for beans.
Beans.
Yeah. So you can really... I think you can put a seed in any container and it's going to be all right. But these are the sort of pro gardener root trainer things that are supposed to get better junior plants. It's just... It's not nonsense. It's just like making things a bit more complicated or a bit more fancy than...
Yeah, I know. You don't necessarily
need to be, do you know what I mean? You can just put a bean straight in the ground. You don't need to do this.
Sometimes you can't see them from the trees, though, when you're starting something.
It's just a lot. Getting beans started early, you have to grow them like this. You put them in the seed tray, you grow them inside in a greenhouse or on a windowsill.
Yeah.
Take them outside, let them harden off, and then plant them in the ground.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, in spring.
Okay.
So... I'm going to give this to you.
Okay.
This is quite a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's a lot. I reckon if you do three with bean, and then we'll do a few with onion, because you're going to keep some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going to keep some, and they're going to thrive.
They're going to do so well.
They're going to do so well.
They're going to be amazing. I wanted to ask you a bit about the music school that you went to.
Yeah.
Was it fun? Because it's... Maybe you could describe it a bit for the listeners who aren't familiar with it.
I thought it was fun. It kind of felt like what a summer school might feel like to me. Do you know what I mean? Because when I went there to sort of take a look, no one's in uniform. People just, you know, kids seem like happy, just tearing about. And I was like, this looks nice.
That sounds great.
Yeah. This looks nice.
Do you think that if you hadn't gone there, you would have pursued a musician's life?
I don't know, maybe. I did splinter off from it afterwards.
Right.
And went and did textiles.
Oh, right.
But I mean, by that point, you've made some sort of really solid friends.
Yeah.
And like, it's always going to kind of therefore be in your life. I don't know. Maybe just being close to people who are still in music, you know, alongside what I was doing.
Yeah, it's just your life then.
Yeah.
Because you met Mika at the school, right?
Yes.
Who obviously you've gone on, you know, feels like you can't really talk about your work without talking about them as well.
Yeah.
Such a big part of your stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you get on immediately when you met?
I'm trying to think.
Do you remember when you first met?
Yeah, I do. I think we just enjoyed... Meeks was playing guitar quite a lot, like, you know, just in downtime.
Yeah.
I think, we just enjoyed sort of listening to music, playing, sort of making up songs in the tech room, because there was a music tech room there, which I don't know if it had been there that long. Thinking about it now, it's like, what a spec.
Yeah, I bet.
To just, like, go in and muck around. It's like crazy.
Yeah, it's one of those things that as a kid maybe you don't realise
how
amazing
that is. Yeah, as a kid it's there, so you're just like, oh, it's there.
It'd be amazing to go there now.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe Meeks was aware a bit more than I was, because like, I still can't tell you anything about, you know, Logic other than spacebar.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Starts the trap.
Yeah, whereas there
so, were. Yeah, so maybe Meeks was sort of more... appreciative and knowledgeable at the time.
Well, that's the beauty of collaboration, I guess.
Yeah.
Bring different things to the table.
Yeah.
Were the two of you, like, going out a lot?
When was at school?
Yeah, like teenagers.
I do remember taking a couple of trips out, sometimes when we actually weren't meant to.
Yeah. Oh, wait, was it boarding school?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Right.
Yeah, so there wasn't really much.
Oh, right. You're, like, locked in there.
Yeah, locked in.
Oh, I didn't realise that. So you weren't, like, party people?
Not like, I mean, I'll speak for myself.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Speak for myself. No, I'm not really a party. No, or maybe I'm like too far away Yeah. I don't know. No, like, I think I definitely loved dancing, you know, going out and dancing. I love that. But I wasn't on the scale of 1 to 10. I was probably in the sort of 5 or 6.
Got it.
In terms of, like, out.
Yeah.
All the time.
And are you a homebody now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, massively. I think it's taken me a while to accept that.
What do you mean, like, you wanted to not be?
I do remember, like, my mum always saying, like, or my brother, you know, you're sort of home, you know, you're a home bird. You like being at home, like, I'd like to be a bit more adventurous, but I'm not.
I'm not. Similar, you know.
No, I'm like, oh, but if they just had me right, I really wasn't. Your cave, I like my cave.
My cave, and I'm not, like, mega, I like people.
Yeah.
But I'm not mega social.
No, you know? Yeah, I'd say the same.
Gardening's a good thing if you're a homebody and you've got a garden. It's a nice thing to do.
I know. Get out here more, to be honest.
Yeah.
Too much stuff to do inside.
Yeah, it's life, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is your day-to-day like at the moment?
Day-to-day, just laundry. Laundry, endless laundry, endless scrubbing, endless washing. And just me being sick of the sound of my own voice.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, just like, stop, don't do that. Don't, stop biting your sister.
Stop biting your sister, a good one.
All that stuff. To the point where I'm saying, as words are coming out of my mouth, I'm just like, shut up, stop talking. I'm so sick of my own voice.
That's not something I would just. I'm not a mum, and so I don't know what being a mum is like at all, obviously. But it's not something I would have associated with motherhood. That you just
maybe it's rare.
Talking
or don't.
Constantly, but no, it makes sense. You're just talking all the time because you're trying to raise children.
Well,
and you've got to communicate with them.
Yeah. I mean, I do. I do love it.
Do you play music a lot around your kids?
Not actually playing. The harp's not in the house. But just playing music, listening to music.
Yeah, like you have music on in the house.
Yeah, but we've got a beat up sort of record player that they can just
whack stuff on.
Whack stuff on.
That's amazing. Have they heard your music?
Yeah, they've heard a bit of all of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't fished for opinion. they'll either dance to it. They'll soon tell you when they don't like something.
I don't know if I could take that if I was a musician. If I put my new thing on that sort of slaved away and was really proud of my magnum opus and my kid was like, I hate this.
Yeah, they'll tell you straight. Yeah, they'll tell you straight.
Yeah, they're an honest critic.
Or they'll just, you know, can we have something else on, you know.
Do you make music at home?
Mainly just writing.
Right, okay.
So usually either at Meeks's or in the studio, but usually at Meeks's.
Right.
Yeah, that's just been like the habit since the get-go.
Right.
Yeah.
Because especially in the last few years, it's been quite prolific. Like, you've put out a lot of music and, you know, you've got kids, you've got a busy life. Like, it's not just, I don't know, like you can be in the studio 24/7.
Yeah.
Are those albums done normally sort of in like a short period of time.
They're done in short bursts of time over a long period of time.
I suppose.
I mean, the first record was completely different because that was like a patchwork of time over, you know, years and years.
Do you mean Devotion?
Yeah. But Colour Grading and Trip were just like definitely broken up, like short bursts broken up over like a year.
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to say the name of your most recent album.
Trip My Love.
Yeah, just say it out loud because we should say just in case people don't know, it's written Trip, the number 9, Love.
Yes.
... ... Can you explain a bit about that?
I suppose it's just how it was like written, first of all. Mm-hmm. It was similar to something that a track that we'd made a long time ago called Trip 6 Love. Mm-hmm. And I suppose the kind of repetition that was like, it was, you know, a loop. It just threw me back there. And I think I was just, you know, formulating the title and it was just that. It was like, could this be, you know, could this be like a sister of that, you know?
Yeah.
It felt like it had those familiar roots, you know.
Okay, your seed trays are looking perfect.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Are they a bit high?
No, they look great. They look great. And then, so, with the broad beans, we're going to just plant them sort of... actually, let me think. For the broad beans, put a bit more soil in to bring it up a bit higher.
Yeah.
For the onions, we'll
leave them
low. Yeah, okay, they'll just come through. These ones, I reckon, just whack a bit more in.
Okay.
And then we're going to plant the broad beans in. They're really easy. You just lay them flat on the side.
Yeah.
They do have a top and a bottom, you know, a bit where the root comes and a bit where the shoot comes. But for some reason, you do it on the side.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you why.
Yeah.
And then you just cover them with a little bit of soil at the
Tucking
top.
Tucking them in.
Tuck them in and hope for the best. The onions are a bit more fiddly. Obviously, they're a much smaller seed.
Okay.
And we're going to try and put two seeds in per little
two
thing.
Two seeds per little section.
So two in yours as well.
All right.
And then, when they come up, the onions, if you get two, pull one out.
Get two.
Yeah.
Pull one out. Okay.
Yeah. Kill right. one.
Kill
so
one.
So that the other
sacrifice.
Can live. It's horrible. Doing
sacrifice
it.
One.
Yeah, I hate it.
Why is that? Is it you have to put two in just to see?
Because they don't germinate that easily.
Right.
So you put two in, or more. You can put as many as you want in, really. And then, but you only want one in the
Nature's
end.
Nature's cruel.
It is. It's horrible doing it. It feels so wasteful as well.
Oh, no.
I hate it. What kind of music did you listen to growing up?
Listened to a lot of, compilations in the car. Mum was driving around a lot for different, this, that and the other.
Like pop music?
I'd say all sorts. It wasn't all sorts. It was mainly pop music, like ballads, soul, R&B. Those mainly on those compilations, wherever they came from. Remember my eldest brother at the time, tastes being like, Barbra Streisand, Celine Dion, because he would drive us around as well.
Yeah, blasting out Barbra.
And I do remember just kind of appreciating that if he's the one driving, it's his tunes. So I'm not going to moan.
That's the rules. When did you start singing?
Probably just all the time, I think. Always like singing the old, like, some Whitney Houston song or something like that. I really just like singing by myself.
Yeah.
trying to reach those high notes Whitney Houston had going on. Squawking away.
I'd like to hear a sort of Terza covers album, actually.
Oh, I mean, I'd happily do covers.
Oh, I would love to hear that.
Yeah, I love doing covers.
That would be amazing.
Karaoke vibe. Well, I've never really done... I haven't done much karaoke, but...
Not the karaoke.
No, the karaoke I've done is fun, isn't it? It's just like, I say, isn't it? Like, you should agree. You might.
I mean, I think it's fun, but it also, I'm conscious. I'm one of those horrible karaoke people as well. It's a terrible habit, but I really like pop music. Like, I grew up with pop music, and I know a lot of it.
Yeah.
So I always know the songs that people do at karaoke, and I would say I know them intimately. And people will be singing their karaoke song, and they won't... You know when someone does it and the words are there, but they don't actually know the tune that well, and they kind of miss a note or something, and they get the timing wrong or something?
Oh.
I'll be sitting next to them, singing quietly, not that quietly, but, like, doing this with my hand, so that they get there. It's terrible. It's such a bad vibe.
Yeah, but, like, you want people there that are also, like, into it, egging you on. And trying to help out, encouraged.
Exactly. And if you're going to sing the karaoke, you've got to, I don't like it when people do karaoke and they get up and they're a bit, like, embarrassed and they're not giving it their all. Like, if you're going to
it's uncomfortable for everyone,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Why are you making me sit through that?
But that they might sort of, start out a bit timid and then realise, actually, everyone's on board. It's all right, I can just make a fool of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the time that I did do karaoke, realised, like, well, there's so much going on. Can't sustain the energy.
Do you like singing live when you're performing?
I think more recently, I'd say I can say yes.
Right.
But it has been a sort of jaggedy sort of
process,
yeah, as to like what am I doing up here, like what is going on.
Do you get nervous?
I definitely still get nervous. I think that's definitely like the key to it for me. It's like if I wasn't nervous, I wouldn't feel anything. Like it's got to be there for me to be able to like deliver something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I don't know. Put any onions in here?
No.
That's fine. Doesn't matter. They'll be quick. I think yeah. Put your two onions in each of these.
Okay.
And I'm gonna put the beans in these.
Okay.
And then I'll take the beans. And I'll leave you these.
All right.
Yeah,
fine. So, onions.
Yeah, onions.
Onions.
Yeah, put all those onions in. Because then you'll only get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 20 onions max.
Okay.
And,
right.
You know, you use three onions a day, do you know what I mean?
Does that mean anything to you? Onions. No. Okay, good.
What's onions?
No, just some CBBC.
Oh.
I was like... Yeah.
Onions,
yeah. Am I meant to be covering these up?
You will in the end.
Okay.
I'm just thinking...
There,
yeah, because they don't need to be that deep, so there's no point filling this up, you know, really high.
Okay.
You just put your onion seeds in, then you'll just cover it with a bit of compost.
Okay.
And then hopefully, I hope that this works for you, and you have some onions on your allotment.
That would be sweet. That would be great.
Have you got anything growing there at the moment? Have you eaten a single meal from the allotment yet?
No. but, you know, where there's a will, there's a way.
And there's time.
Time. Is there time?
It sounds like not for you, really.
I don't know.
I have to get the kids to try and do it. I hated doing my allotment when I was a kid.
I had one as a kid.
Yeah, nice. The one I do now is I help my dad with it.
So it must be really...
It's old. Oh, it's...
It must be really good. Yeah.
It's pretty good, I have to say. Yeah, it's pretty good. But when I was a kid, I totally hated it. Like, I thought it was the most boring thing to ever do in the world. Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I wanted to sing. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Of course. Yeah, you're
I
like,
didn't want to be
this is not the stage.
Exactly. I'm not made for this. Where are the bright lights? Where's
the
applause?
Yeah.
Okay, I think if you want to just sprinkle a bit.
Yeah, and then that's...
Exactly, tuck them in. That's about enough, I reckon.
Keep them warm.
And then we'll give them a bit of a, when you've done it, we'll give them a bit of a wiggle.
A shake.
And then they'll flatten down. And then... Keep these on your windowsill.
Mm-hmm.
These, when they're about this high up, you can plant them in the ground.
Oh, okay, so quite high.
And these, they'll get high, these guys. They'll get to about here.
Okay.
And a bit, should be quite bushy.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully. If they get really leggy.
How I've treated them, yeah.
Well, it's also about the light.
Okay. If it's they pretty get, light in there.
Yeah,
that
if they
bit.
Get really, really, really leggy, you might put them out a bit earlier.
Okay.
But just put them out in... February, I'd say.
Okay.
Traditionally, onions, you sow them on Boxing Day.
Is it?
Yeah, that's like the old way. But we've done them a tiny bit early, which is fine.
Mm.
And then, they're ready to plant out in the spring.
Nice.
I hope this works for you.
Yeah, well, you've got to try,
it's all you can do.
And I am going to really try and give them their best little life.
All right, let's give these a wiggle.
Sorry, I'm like shuffling around.
No, it's good. Okay. Let's give these a little wiggle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then a... And now, I think...
Oh, it's exposed.
Oh, nice, yeah, get them in.
Tuck you
get
in.
Them in. Push these beans back down.
Tuck you in.
Perfect. Mm. Fabulous. We're done. Thank you so much, Terza.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out this way.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to Digging. Today's episode was hosted and edited by me, Flo Dill. The producer was Lizzie King, with Sophie Ellison on sound recording and Felix Stock on audio production. Our theme music is by The Cleaners from Venus. If you enjoyed this episode, it would also be brilliant if you could rate and review it on the podcast app that you're using. It really helps more people to discover the series.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.